Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, apps in your phone collecting more data than Google. How you can watch all the watchers who follow you online. Why you should take care on Facebook to avoid mild embarrassment and much worse. Plus a very different search engine finding website source code snippets, competitor backlinks, and much more. Safety in numbers. The collapse in corporate lending over recent years has been a boon for the nascent crowdfunding sector, in which small, fast-growth companies appeal for relatively small investments from large numbers of investors to fund their expansion. But as Rosie Carr at Investors Chronicle reports, there are significant risks with this type of investment, and those thinking of getting involved need to be aware of all the ramifications before taking the plunge. The list of crowdfunding sites recommended to investors as safe bets is not very long, but it does include one of the best-known resources, Seeders.com, as well as the most recent market entrant, SyndicateRoom.com. For more information, see investorschronicle.co.uk. A real-time phone tracking flurry. Real-time buying, RTB, is a buzz marketing phrase of the moment. So it's perhaps no surprise that Forbes seemed to be especially excited in its reporting about mobile RTB, and in particular, Flurry's mobile ad exchange. What makes Flurry so special? A trove of mobile app user data that's bigger in reach than Google and Facebook, according to the magazine. That's because more than 400,000 apps now use Flurry's analytics tool, and in return funnel much of that user data back to Flurry, notes Forbes. Flurry thus has a pipe into more than 1.2 billion devices globally, and is inside 7 to 10 apps per device. Read more at forbes.com/sites/Palmy Olson. Watcher watching. You'd like to find out who records what you're getting up to when you go online? There's an app for that. Mozilla has released a tool that allows Firefox browser users to discover which companies are tracking them online. It's standard practice for advertisers to keep tabs on the sites you visit. To highlight exactly how many different firms are tracking your browsing habits, Mozilla has produced Lightbeam, an add-on for Firefox that watches everyone watching you. The app creates infographics that make it easy to see all the third parties operating behind the scenes as you make your website visits. It then lets you choose to block or simply monitor each future instance of surveillance as you see fit. Check out mozilla.org/lightbeam. Facebook folly. Using Facebook unwisely can expose you to all manner of problems. From mild embarrassment, visit weknowwhatyouredoing.com to see how potentially embarrassing indiscriminate posting can be, to serious reputational damage and even an increased threat of burglary. There are personal security dangers too. An estimated 600,000 Facebook login credentials are compromised every day, and at least a quarter of these will be used eventually in attempted identity fraud scams. BestComputerScienceSchools.net has a comprehensive infographic listing of do's and don'ts to staying safe on Facebook, along with a well-researched text article. See the full guide, How to Protect Yourself on Facebook, at BestComputerScienceSchools.net/Facebook-privacy. Two for the price. Twitter and O2 are getting together to offer small UK businesses help with self-promotion, marketing tips, and suggestions about how to better engage with existing and new customers. O2 will provide how-to content from Twitter, tailored for the small business audience, along with marketing and best practice advice. Then there's the component that reveals what this push is really all about, a free taster with a hook. Eligible UK businesses will receive a share of £1 million pot of free advertising credit on Twitter's new self-service advertising platform. For more details, see cbronline.com/news. Domains doing good things. Do you have any unused domains that could be put to good use? DomainsForGood.org has a scheme to use traffic directed to park domains to benefit worthwhile social causes. Chances are you have some unused internet domains tucked away somewhere, perhaps ignored and half forgotten. There are millions of registered top-level domains not in active use. If you own one of them, you can put it to work in a good cause, thanks to the creators of Domains for Good. The idea, which grew out of a recent hashtag HackForGood hackathon in San Francisco, is simple. Take any unused domains you own and configure them to send their traffic to domainsforgood.org. Requests will then be automatically redirected to the website of a worthy cause, with a different one chosen each day. There's no cost to you, just the little bit of effort to complete the setup. You simply edit or create the CNAME record for the domain concerned and point it at domainsforgood.org. There are step-by-step instructions available on their website. If you want to use the domain yourself later, it's a simple matter to make another change to the CNAME record. Check out domainsforgood.org/how. DIY Fonts. FontStruct is a free platform for building, sharing, and downloading fonts online. Font builds are achieved online with the help of an intuitive user interface that allows you to select tools to illustrate each character on a simple grid system. Once created, you can download your font and put it to use. It's a great piece of equipment for any designer with font ideas waiting to be realized. At worst, it might be the best procrastination device ever. At best, it enables designers to create fonts effectively, creatively, and cheaply that can be put to use in the real world. An extra attraction of the site is that you can see what others have created before you and download their typefaces too. There are also some good professional typefaces available to download from the gallery. FontStruct could be a fantastic thing for schools. It's so simple and quick that it could inspire a new generation of designers with a passion for typography. Check out fontstruct.com. Film fonts. The creative hard slog that sometimes goes into designing typographic elements for films, titles, and posters goes mostly unrecognized. It's work that's often been done from scratch the hard way, creating brand new fonts to go on display for the first time. Some are especially distinctive and memorable, almost as identifiable as the actors on screen. You can put that to the test at Empire's Poster Letters, an online typography quiz where you have to guess the name of the film by looking at the visual cues provided by a single letter. Some will be easier to get than others. If you do have to give up on any of them, you can get the answer by clicking on the image of the letter you're stuck on. Check out empireonline.com/features/posterletters. Google Voice Search. Google has launched what it describes as its most advanced voice search facility to date. The new app will now be available on iOS, having been previously restricted to a few Android devices and Google's web browser Chrome. It means most smartphone users in the UK will have access to it on their devices, with the exception of BlackBerry and some Windows phones. Google claimed the new voice search is faster than its nearest rival, Apple's Siri facility, and provides more detailed answers. The app aims to understand the context of requests, allowing follow-up questions to be asked on the same topic. It means that someone asking about the weather in Wigan, for example, could then ask follow-up questions, like, how do I get there, without having to specify the location again. Google technology spokesman Michael Valvo said, whether you're plotting the easiest public transport route across London, trying to order a drink in Paris en français, or cheating at a pub quiz, Google is there to help you get the information you need fast. Google Outdoors. With the help of RGA in London, Google has been busy preparing Google Outside, a pilot scheme that makes search available outdoors at 160 sites in the city and providing information on local attractions, weather, and travel. Designed to help Londoners and tourists alike, the screens use the same Google Now technology used in smartphones to provide location-based, real-time information. RGA London is the European hub of the American RGA network, one of the world's largest advertising and marketing services organisations. Read more at marketingmagazine.co.uk/article/121-9734. Search Engine of the Month. Searching the source code that goes into building and powering millions of websites, as well as the usual visible content index by Google, Bing and the rest, Nerdy Data is a very different type of search engine. It opens a new world of search that delves into HTML elements, CSS styles, JavaScript libraries, metadata, and much more of the mostly unsung and unseen patchwork that holds the web's billions of pages together. A search engine for source code has obvious attractions for programmers. They can find real-world code examples, compare libraries, uncover patterns and trends, or even see who is borrowing their favorite bits of work. But nerdydata.com is useful for home and business users too. Website owners, marketers, and SEO people will find it useful for surveying keyword competitors, domain backlinks, or discovering new business competitors. There's a comparative search option you can use to see how many sites are talking about your business, or a backlink search to see who's linking back to you. According to Nerdy Data founder Stephen Sons, a major target for us will be SEO agencies looking for insights into metadata, code usage, or other snippets of source code. We offer many tools like visual backlink discovery, meta search interfaces, and a variety of pre-parsed, easy-to-use HTML tag searches. If you or your competition has a particular piece of code, like a Google Analytics account ID or a specific JavaScript library, you can easily download the list of domains that match that unique query. We crawl every web page we can store on our drives, and our current index includes the home pages of all .com, .net, .org, .biz, .us and .info domains, as well as deeper pages of popular sites. Our crawler has visited over 150 million unique sites, and we've collected terabytes of HTML, JavaScript, and CSS code. Nerdy Data has a range of free, free trial, and paid or subscription options. Check out nerdydata.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.